Well, coming up next week, Friday and Saturday, the 4th and 5th of December, the organization Free Spirit Freedom is hosting an event in Hillsboro, a couple of locations to mark the 150th anniversary of the 13th Amendment that banned slavery in the United States. Event on Friday evening at the Witted Building and then at Coachman's Quarters Saturday earlier in the day. Joining us now to talk about the event is one of the co-founders of Free Spirit Freedom and also a member of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, Renee Price. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you very much.
So you're going to be actually delivering the first speech of the event, too. So tell us a little bit about this event, what it's going to entail beginning on Friday.
Well, as you probably are aware, actually, it was December 6th that the 13th Amendment was ratified, but it was December 4th that North Carolina agreed to ratify the 13th Amendment. News probably got here on December 5th to the Orange County Hillsborough area, and then on December 6th, Georgia agreed to ratify it, and so then it became law. Well, we discovered, it was Holly Reed and her parents, who own what's now known as the Coachman's Quarters, discovered when they were rehabbing this little brick building on the old Cameron Plantation, a brick that says has inscribed on it December 5, 65, meaning 1865. So we're guessing that that was, you know, a way of rejoicing in the fact that slavery was over.
Wow. When was that discovered?
Several years ago, her parents had bought the barn and fixed that up for their living quarters, and then they discovered this old broken-down building, you know, brick, and they, with the help of Noah Reed, put it back together again. And one day, when the light was shining through the window, they saw, oh, there's something written on that brick. And so
that's really cool.
How it got started.
Awesome. All right.
Oh, but on Friday, we have a program from 5 to 7, and I will start off just by speaking about the 13th Amendment briefly, but then we have two well-known historians, Dr. Peter Wood, who's retired professor of history from Duke University, as well as Dr. Freddie Parker, who's recently retired from the North Carolina Central University, and they will talk about the 13th Amendment both in American history as well as in North Carolina and Orange County history.
That's awesome. And that's going to be on Friday the 4th. That's at the Witted Building, 5 to 7 p.m. on Tryon Street in Hillsboro. And then there's an event on Saturday at 10 a.m. at Coachman's Quarters, right?
Yes. Well, also on Friday, Joseph McGill, who's the executive director and founder of the Slave Dwelling Project headquartered in South Carolina, will join us on Friday and explain a little bit about his project. And then that evening, he will actually sleep in the Coachman's Quarters because that's what he does. He goes around to extant slave dwellings and spends the night there and wants people to know that the slaves and the people of that time were more than just a footnote in history, as mm-hmm. he says. So he'll spend the night with a few other courageous folks that want to do so. And then at 10 o'clock, we'll invite the public to come in and just take a look around this small brick building and speak to Mr. McGill, as well as hopefully descendants of Jesse Ruffin, who was the coachman at that time, in 1865.
And what is the Coachman's Quarters? What does it look like? How big is it? What is it?
Oh, it's not very smaller than this studio.
Wow.
Maybe a little bit smaller with a fireplace, and it's brick. And there's a window and a door. It's very small. But the story is, and I wish Holly Reed was here. She's the one that's actually helping me. We're a duo on this one, mm-hmm. on this project. She knows the stories better than I do as far as going between. Jesse Ruffin would have gone between the Cameron Estate and I believe it's the Norwood Estate in Alamance County.
Okay. Wow. I was speaking with Renee Price. Again, Free Spirit Freedom is the organization. You can find out more about the organization online at freespiritfreedom.org, and you can get more online about this event that's taking place next week, Friday and Saturday. Again, Friday from 5 to 7 at the Witted Building on Tryon Street. That's the event. And then Saturday from 10 to 1 at Coachman's Quarters, which is on South Cameron Street in Hillsborough. It is to mark the ratification of the 13th Amendment 150 years ago on December 6th, 4th, 5th, 4th in North Carolina, 6th overall. 5th was presumably when the news got to Orange County. And there's just so much of this story that just it's out there and it's available, but people just don't know what those few days were and what they meant across the country and here in Orange County.
Well, it's probably a lot of jubilation to know that, you know, freedom was here and you no longer bound to anyone. I mean, here it is 150 years later and I still get chills when I think about it.
Yeah.
So it's, and what I like about this event that we're doing is that it's a combined effort. So Holly joined with Free Spirit Freedom, and we've got the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau involved, as well as the Hillsborough Visitors Center. And by the way, that's where people should go on Saturday. To go to, because it's kind of hard to give an address for the Coachman's Quarters because
okay.
it's back in the woods.
Right.
So
right.
if people could meet there at the Dixon House and get a map or directions just to go down, actually just two blocks down the road to the end of the road and turn left to go take the driveway to the Coachman's Quarters. And then at 1 o'clock, even though our activities will be over, the Hillsborough Orange County Museum will have a Kwanzaa activity for children starting at 1 o'clock.
Yep.
So we're trying, you know, it's really community coming together, which is what Free Spirit Freedom is all about. It's about that cross-cultural understanding and reconciliation. And it's just, we're really excited that so many people from different walks of life in different areas are coming together to help us celebrate.
That's going to be a great event. Again, next week, Friday, on from 5 to 7 at the Witted Building, and again, Saturday, beginning at 10 a.m. at Coachman's Quarters, but head to the Hillsborough Visitors Center and get a map there. FreeSpiritFreedom.org is the website, and Renee Price joining us here is one of the co-founders of Free Spirit Freedom. What else should people know about this event or about Free Spirit Freedom in general?
Well, about Free Spirit Freedom in general, we are a project of the Hillsborough Arts Council. So they are involved as well. And we're very thankful to the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau for helping us to be able to bring Joseph McGill here. Wanda Crisp will be there with her friends singing, and she's got a beautiful voice. And we heard her back at the Juneteenth celebration, and she really helped us out. And people were really excited to join in song with her. We will have some light refreshments. Thomas Watson, the other co-founder, will be taking care of that. And of course, Holly Reed will give us more information about the Coachman's Quarters, which she knows of it. She can tell us a little bit more about how it was rebuilt. And then Michael Verville, as I said, who is a program director at the Alliance for Historic Hillsborough, will be helping us with a tour on giving people directions on Saturday.
And this is a story long untold, but it is being told this weekend, or this coming weekend, Friday and Saturday, December 4th and 5th. Absolutely not to be missed. It's all free and open to everyone?
Free and open to everyone.
All right. FreeSpiritFreedom.org is the website. If you want to know more, you can also find out more about the Hillsborough Arts Council. HillsboroughArtsCouncil.org is the website there. Renee Price, thank you so much.
Thank you.